Ave Maria.
Welcome back, everyone, to Day 11 as we talk about the call to intimacy with the Holy Trinity. Mm-hmm. So I just have a struggle with this one of explaining one of the greatest mysteries that have ever been revealed to us, the Holy Trinity. Mm-hmm. So anything that we're going to say doesn't even scratch the surface, okay? But I love how Sister Lysia starts it off because she says, we believe it because it was revealed. And for me, I'm like, yeah, I can accept that. In fact, that's what faith is. Faith is a theological virtue by which we believe in God, believe all that He has said and revealed to us, and what Holy Church proposes for our belief. That's from the Catechism of the Catholic Church. So there's certain things that we just can't understand. We can get a little glimpse of it, but reason takes us so far in our faith. And then we have to make a step of faith. And this is one of those aspects, mm-hmm. understanding the Holy Trinity. Mm-hmm. So that being said, we're called to intimacy with the Holy Trinity. Now, Janelle, you had a thought that you wanted to share at the beginning.
Well, just the thing that stood out to me was kind of how Sister Lucia explains the Trinity and how she find. And she didn't say that it was humorous, but it seemed almost humorous that why does humanity have such a difficulty understanding the Holy Trinity when you can look at an orange and you have the peel and then you discard the peel and then you have the seeds and you discard the seeds and then you're left with all the different wedges of the orange. And each one of those three pieces have a different purpose, and yet they are all part of the orange. And she says, like, God is continuously revealing the mystery of the Holy Trinity in nature. Right. And she gives a few other examples. Yeah. And I just thought that was kind of funny.
Yeah, for her, it seems fairly easy. But there's some, maybe like myself, who likes to understand before taking that step of faith. Mm-hmm. And that can really be a weakness because our understanding is really flawed mm-hmm. compared to God's infinite intelligence. Like really, there's certain things that we just are only going to get a shadow of on this side of eternity. Mm-hmm. And this is one of them. But if we come to the point where we say we have to understand before I believe and accept, well, then we have no need of faith. Mm. Because then we're leaning on our own efforts and our own understandings. And that doesn't just have to do with maybe the mystery of the Trinity, but it also might be with our struggles of trying to understand Marian consecration. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes there might be a little hesitation. What do you mean, offer our lives over to Mary? It seems a little different. You know, I've never mm-hmm. thought about that. I know that's how it was for me. Mm-hmm. Her call for this day is intimacy mm-hmm. with the mystery of the Trinity. And really what we're made for is intimacy. We're made for relationship with God. Knowing God is much more than just knowing trivia, knowing facts. Oftentimes when I am doing parish missions, I tell everyone about Janelle. And I tell them what I'm going to tell you. I said, if you want to know about Janelle, it's very simple. All you have to do is go to her Facebook profile. Because it's true. And you can go through her Facebook profile and you can see, you know, when Janelle got up, you can see when she did her workout in the morning. You can see maybe the breakfast, some homeschooling stuff that we do with our kids, recipes that we have throughout the day and some spiritual reading that maybe you do in the evening because it's all there.
Not all the time.
So if you wanted to, you could actually, and this is kind of weird, but you could actually model your life after Janelle. In some way, because you could do the same kind of reading. You could get up the same time. You could even do the same kind of workouts. You could do the same kind of lunch and dinner. You could do the same activities with your kids. But I tell people, but if you did all that, you wouldn't know her. Because for you to know Janelle, what do you need to do? You got to come over. You got to fly from wherever you are. You got to come to our house. And the doorbell will ring. And what's going to happen? You're going to hear screaming. Kids on this side upstairs. Ah, someone's here. Someone's here. So we pitter-patter feet. The door will open. And there you will find Janelle before you. And you will take them by the hand. You'll lead them up the stairs. You'll set them down at the dinner table. You'll Ask them what you like to eat. Probably be low carb. You will attend to the needs of the children while attending also to the visit that is before us. And you'll make them feel like they're the only person there. Because that's what you do.
Thank you.
So in my opinion, friends, if you come over, you will encounter a woman of grace. And Janelle is more than a Facebook profile to me. Mm. You're my love. Mm. You're my best friend. And there's no one else I'd rather be with. And going through your newsfeed doesn't capture you. And going through facts about God, the Holy Trinity, doesn't capture God. He's more than facts. God is a person to be encountered, a person to know, a person who wants to share his love with us, where we participate in his very life. We are designed to participate in God's divine nature. That is who the Holy Trinity is. God wants to welcome us into that divine family of love. My friends, that is what we are made for. This is the call on your life and mine and every person who has ever lived. Intimacy with God.
Let's relate this back to Mary. The church gives Mary the title Mother of God. Who is God? Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Mary's relationship with each person of the Trinity is unique. St. Louis de Montfort wrote, God the Father made an assemblage of all the waters, and he named it the sea. He has made an assemblage of all his graces, and he has called it Mary. God the Son has communicated to his mother all that he has acquired by his life and by his death, his infinite merits and his admirable virtues, and he has made for her the treasuress of all that his Father has given him for his inheritance. To Mary, his faithful spouse, God the Holy Ghost has communicated his unspeakable gifts, and he has chosen her to be the dispensatrix of all he possesses, in such sort that she distributes to whom she wills, as much as she wills, and when she wills, all his gifts and graces. The Holy Ghost gives no heavenly gift to men which he does not pass through her virginal hands. According to St. Louis, God the Father gave us his Son in and through Mary. God the Son made himself man in and through Mary. God the Holy Spirit formed Jesus Christ in Mary and by her consent.
John 10:10, do you recall? Jesus said, I have come that you would have life and have it how?
Abundantly.
Not sadly, not disappointedly. Abundantly.
Mm-hmm.
To the full.
Mm-hmm.
This is God's will for you. And this is what Mary wants to accomplish in your life and in ours as we offer our life to her. My friends, let's pray. Say that rosary. Mm-hmm. Intercede. Ask for the grace to know God. Our Lady of Fatima, pray for us.
Hey, thanks for watching. Would you like to spread the message of Our Lady of Fatima? It's simple. Just share this video with others.
And to get all our regular scheduled videos emailed to you, head over to CatholicSpeaker.com and sign up. God bless, friends.